Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for our Monday morning check on your health. Thomas Moran is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Moran, good morning. Let's talk first about aspirin. A lot of people start their day with a little baby aspirin, and there's a new study about this. Still recommended?
Yeah, the new study that's out is looking at those individuals that have had stents placed after having a heart attack or having significant amount of disease that they need a stent. And usually after we put a stent in the artery of your heart, we put you on two medications, a medication called Plavix and aspirin. And we usually leave you on that for months, and that's to prevent your own blood from clotting in that new area of your artery where we put the stent in. Then usually after several months, we take you off of the Plavix and just leave you on aspirin for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. A study they looked at is really a long-term study, about 16,000 people. Those that took just aspirin and those that took the drugs like Plavix, which is a platelet inhibitor. And what they found is those that took Plavix over aspirin actually had a decrease in the risk of developing another heart attack or even a stroke, and that decrease in risk was about 23%. And to kind of put that into perspective, it's like reducing one out of every 46 people that take the medication from having another stroke. So it's pretty significant.
And we're talking about baby aspirin, aren't we?
Baby aspirin, yeah. It's usually baby aspirin for life. It's a great drug. The studies really are looking at that, just taking Plavix over aspirin long-term does a better effect of preventing recurrence of having a clot that forms into that stent.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the new studies regarding colorectal cancer and some promising findings here, huh?
Yeah, we've talked about this a little bit in the past, and this really comes down to exercise and diet. And those individuals that have developed colon cancer, getting regular therapy, chemotherapy, surgeries, that were prescribed really a healthy diet and an exercise regimen, actually did much, much better overall and had a decrease of about 28% of risk of reoccurrence of disease. And it also shows that having a healthy diet and exercise can help prevent developing the disease in the first place. And we've touched on this in various different morning talks about food is medicine, mm-hmm. and putting good food in your body and having a regular exercise regimen really helps overall decrease the inflammation in your body, feed your body well, and let your body do this, keep itself in regulation to prevent the development of cancer. And even when you have cancer, exercise and diet plays a significant role in helping you get through that treatment and prevent even recurrence from coming back.
Yeah, one of the enemies is processed food, isn't it?
Yeah. You look at what we have, and it's fairly simple but hard. We have to take time to actually cook a little bit more, prepare our foods, get those healthy raw foods, increase our fiber, vegetable content, decrease that processed food. And its sugars play a huge role into that cause inflammation that can trigger diseases.
Yeah. You'll have to remind me. You're talking to a sugar addict here, doctor. Another cancer you hear a lot about is multiple myeloma, and there may be a potential cure in the future. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. There is multiple myeloma is a blood cancer. It's a type of cancer that has an overabundance of cells called plasma cells. This overabundance of cells really affects many parts of your body, especially your bone. And you get significant kind of degradation of your bone, almost like you get holes in your bone, which causes severe pain, can affect your kidneys and other parts of your body. We have medications that we manage this disease, and we try different ones over time. But there comes a point where the medications aren't working, and usually the cancer wins out, and the people face the result of dying from this disease. this new therapy is look at taking really, it's almost like a engineered immunotherapy, and it's called CAR-T. We take your T cells. These are immune cells in your own blood system that really fight cancer. And what we do is we take them and genetically re-engineer them to express a certain antigen on them that they could detect the cancer cells. We make them grow, and then we give them back to you, and it's almost like your own little immune army that could go in there and fight the disease. And a group of 97 patients that had longstanding multiple myeloma that got this treatment had an unbelievable 33% of them after 5 years had no evidence of disease anymore. And for some of the people in the oncology world, this is, they never mention this a lot, but it seems like they're closer to coming up with the word cure for one of these diseases. There's a medication that's out. It's Johnson & Johnson that has it. It's really reserved for those patients that have tried all other therapies right now. It's expensive, but the drugs that treat over time multiple myeloma are very expensive. But if it could get to a point of changing the outcome of something that is certain death for individuals that get it, and these individuals have shown a really remission of the disease, it's a spectacular chance for these people going forward.
Yes, exciting news for sure. Talking with the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Thomas Moran. Doctor, I don't think I ever heard of taurine, but apparently it's a good thing, isn't it?
So it's an amino acid. It's a substance that's found in really meats and shellfish. And studies looking at, does supplementing taurine as we get older help us age well? And there was a study that was done that showed that as people age, their level of taurine goes down over time. There was another study that was recently done in a different population of people. First one was done in a population of individuals in Finland. This second one was done in Baltimore, which was a more diverse group of individuals. And what they found is it was different and opposite that usually what they found in the second study was it didn't go down. It remained pretty constant. And in some individuals, as they aged, it went up. And this kind of puts us into this, how science really works. So we do studies and we set up variables and we try to look at what is happening with if we supplement something or change something. But then we try and replicate that study. And what we found in this is very interesting. It puts in the individuals of the study and their genetic backgrounds might play a role into the results of that study. So one population of individuals was really similar with same genetic backgrounds. Another one had a diverse genetic backgrounds. Doesn't mean that the first study was wrong and or the second study was right. It just means we need to investigate a little bit more, and there might be genetic variation of individuals that their effect of taking a supplement or not might not change for them, might help them significantly, and it means that we're going to have more studies on this. It is one of those things in science where it's like, okay, what happened today is different than what happened yesterday, but it doesn't mean anything other than we need a little bit more investigation to really understand a little bit more of what is really going on here and to tell the population in general what makes sense for them. Because sometimes it gets tailored. Certain things work for certain genetic groups, and other times it doesn't work for other ones. And we need to understand that instead of blanketly saying, everybody, if you have this, you're going to age well as you go forward with a supplement.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that, because we hear these headlines and oftentimes don't dive deeper into the story and understand it. But this nutrient taurine, it's in meat and shellfish, isn't it?
Yeah, meat, shellfish. We really don't make it ourselves. We get it from outside. There might be some effect of it helping overall, but a lot of this, when you start reading all these things of taking a supplement or not taking a supplement, if most individuals eat a fairly balanced, healthy diet, and like we talked about earlier, limiting the refined or processed foods that we have, you're going to do well, and you're not going to really need to take a supplement, because food, and I stress this a lot, food is medicine, and we want to put good food, which is good medicine, that helps us live healthy lives.
Yep. And finally, it seems like every week there's a new study about coffee, and most of them indicate it's a pretty good drink, isn't it?
It's near and dear to my heart when every time you get another study that comes out that says coffee's good, because I love it. Yeah. It is one of those things. Coffee's a drug. Coffee has caffeine in it, but it's also has micronutrients, antioxidants, it has polyphenols, all those things that we say that decrease our inflammation in our body. Plus it's a ritual and social. So there are times with having coffee, it is your morning ritual, getting ready for the day. But the recent study that came out shows that women who drink coffee, that are regular coffee drinkers, actually have a decrease in their overall physical and mental decline in the development of chronic diseases overall. Now, of course, it means also that they're probably eating good and exercising regularly to keep that up. One thing doesn't make you be perfect with your life as you go forward, but having a little coffee in the morning probably is a good thing.
Yeah, and a while back there was another study that found morning coffee drinkers lived longer than people who drink coffee later in the day. But if you like to drink your coffee late in the afternoon, don't worry. Wait for the next study, don't you think, Doctor?
That's right. Just don't add sugar to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Thomas Moran, thanks. Have a good day. Talk to you again soon.
You too.